Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a lot to get to before we wrap things up. We've got the room. We've got a two-minute drill, a bunch of games we did not get to. We've got to make our contest plays. Paul Aspen, where are we starting?
Let's run through some of these games that we are not as interested in, but we'll start with the Lions at the Commanders. I will be using a share of the Lions in Survivor. Where are you guys on this? The 8.5-point favorite.
Lions. They're winning.
Are they covering?
Does it matter for Survivor?
Oh, okay. Oh, are you not using them in the contest? Just Survivor?
I'm just doing Survivor.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the Lions. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. They will win. Boy, I mean, part of me is like, is this the bounce back spot? Mariota stinks. That's established. We understand. McLaurin's going to be missing again. Number of injuries. They put Marshawn Lattimore on IR the other day, too. So keep that in mind. A lot of their secondary is injured on the Washington side. So is this a bounce back spot for the Lions? They have scored 24 or less now, three straight games. So we have not been seeing it. Playoff revenge? Maybe.
Mm.
8.5-point favorites last year. They lose outright to Jaden Daniels. Maybe that's been talked about. I could see Dan Campbell looking for something, some kind of motivation. Also, under the radar, a couple players that have been out since last year on the Lions defense are getting close. They've been limited this week. Pascal and the linebacker Malcolm Rodriguez, really good player. So they're starting to get healthier. So maybe we start to see that turnaround. I'm considering the Lions as a contest play. I'm close. I'm a little worried about their offense, but I shouldn't be worried about the Commandos defense. Maybe they make my top five, maybe like my fourth or fifth favorite selection of the week.
Did you see the Joe Osborne stat about the Lions off a loss, either of you guys?
Mm-mm. I did.
What do you have?
Lions off an outright loss, 12-0 ATS, last 12 games.
Whoa. Wow. That's all Campbell, I assume.
It's got to be.
Yeah, has to.
Yeah,
be.
Campbell and Goff.
I mean, he's been there since 21. They've lost 12 times in 5 years. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
High total of 49 as well. All right, Sunday Night Football. I don't know if this game's that interesting to me. Steelers at Chargers. I just think they're two mid teams, maybe two teams that aren't going to make the playoffs. Steelers are down to a plus 2.5 and total of 45, Sam.
I just respect the money in the game. I am on the fence with this one because I know my guy Vegas Rick likes it. Let me read those plays, by the way. I try and do it my best every Friday when he sends me the NFL list. So they're on. This is that guy that I've told you about, Joe, that just wins in the NFL. He's on Vikings, Eagles, Jags, Steelers. Now, they bet the Jags before the Stroud news because they get good numbers because they're professionals. But those are the four. And he sent me that list on Wednesday night. And I thought Steelers is interesting. I don't really like it. It's funny. Shope always calls me out. He's like, you get these games and don't bet them? I'm like, it's a fair question. You're like, isn't the guy the best ever? Yes. Why don't you bet them all? I don't know. Anyways.
Kind of like the room.
Steelers.
You know?
100%. Shope's like, wait, this guy wins and you don't want to tail him on all four? No. I'm the idiot for sure. Then you look at the board this morning and the threes are disappearing. So these guys bet 3.5, and now we're at 2.5 on the dog side. So when they bet those dogs, I mean, that's where they live. They live in that short dog range. 2, 3, 4, 5, that's usually a lot of their plays. I mean, that's where the Eagles live. That's where the Steelers live. What's another one? Vikings? There you go. Plus four. And then the injury stuff on Stroud they were ahead of. But that's one of their bets. So when they bet it, we should probably be tailing, Paul, I guess is my long-winded answer.
I'm worried about the Chargers moving forward. And now you've got, what is the Steelers defense? I'm trying to figure it out. I don't get it. They created a lot of turnovers last week against the Colts. I'm not sure. Here's what I do know. I know this Chargers offense isn't going to be as good moving forward. Now you got Alt out for the season. You already had Slater out for the year. I believe he's their third tackle, Bobby Hart. He has a groin injury. He's not been practicing this week. So are we down to the fourth and fifth tackles against Watt and company, against Highsmith? That's concerning a little bit. So I understand why they're on the three. I don't think those are going to last. You mentioned they're already going away. I think they'll all be gone. So if you like Pittsburgh, I would bet that now. I also like the under, guys, and this has been dropped a little bit. 45, like which team is scoring in this game? I don't trust either offense with their current state. So I think it's a dog play. It's an under play here.
Like the underlook. Justin Herbert, by the way, 8 interceptions this season, 4 back of Geno, who has 12. Bills at Dolphins. Joe, I know you got survivor angles on the Bills. Bills minus 9.5, total of 50.
All right, remember a couple weeks ago when the Ravens were getting serious, they were removing all the games from the locker room? Dolphins are doing that. They took the Papa shot out. The Papa shot is out of the locker room. It worked for the Ravens. They're thinking it's going to work for the Dolphins on Bills week. Okay, good luck with that. They do have extra rest off of that hideous performance Thursday night football. I was thrilled to see that the Bills defense is looking healthier, that you had Bosa, Jones, Johnson, all practicing yesterday. We'll see the final injury report. While that's been getting some headlines, the Bills side, I think what people are not talking about is what about the Dolphins side? Okay. So they trade Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Rasul Douglas, both starters, not practicing this week, limited on the line, Zach Sealer. You've got Bradley Chubb, both starting safeties, all limited. We're talking about maybe with the Phillips trade, maybe missing 6-7 starters on defense against the Bills. I'm not betting the Bills to cover the 9.5 or whatever this number ends up going to. I'm just hoping for a Bills win. And the way this sets up, it should be the Bills in a rout, but I certainly understand Sam's hesitation on that after the KC game.
All I want is for the Patriots to lose and the Bills to win. Shrink that gap, baby. Shrink that gap. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could see it. Should happen, right? That's what the numbers say.
I'll be using the Bills and Joe's Rich People League, which we're down to, I think, 40 people. All right. Yeah. Saints at Panthers. I hope a ton of people take the Panthers. So they are Saints plus 5.5, total 39.5 in Carolina.
I'll just repeat what I said the other day. Full credit to Ben Fox. This is a nugget. It's not a thought. It's not a bet. The Carolina Panthers have not won or covered a game as a favorite in over 4 years. September 2021, 0-10, straight up and against the spread as a favorite.
Yeah, there's a pool where I've used Buffalo, I've used Detroit, I used Denver, and right now I've got Carolina slotted in and I don't feel good about it.
Ooh, baby.
But there are not a lot of options to go with. I think that streak ends here, but it is worth bringing up. 10 games in a row, going back to 2021. Let's see if Rico Dowdle's playing. He was limited in practice yesterday. He's going to be key. One thing that the Panthers do well, they run the football. And it's interesting, if you look at the last few weeks, we have a flip, right? I said, you know what, Chuba, thank you for your service. Dowdle's our guy now. The Dotto prop is 87.5 rushing yards. So they're saying, like, yeah, no, this is the dude for the Panthers now. This thing's a wrap here for Hubbard, at least for right now. It should be him getting the majority of the work, which I find to be interesting. Kamara limited, Dotto limited. So I want to see where those running backs stand. But for now, I do think Carolina wins. There's no way in hell I'm laying 5.5 with this team.
All right. And the game everyone's been waiting for, Browns at the Jets. Browns -2, total 38. Feel free to not take the full 2 minutes on this one.
Nope, not betting it. Not betting it. The interesting thing is, okay, let's see if the Jets show up or they quit. Sauce, you trade Quinnen Williams. Are you quitting on the season with a rookie head coach? Is he going to get fired at the end of the year, or are you going to have some fight? You're going to show up. On the Browns side, Stefanski lost play calling duties again. It's Tommy Rees calling the plays. When they did that last year, there was a short bump. I believe it was Dorsey. Yeah, it was Dorsey last year. They did have a little bit of a bump. Does that have? I don't want to bet the side. I could argue both sides of it. Should the Browns be favored by 2 over any NFL team? Like, I don't want to do anything with the side. But without Quinnen Williams, Judkins makes a lot of sense. I think it's going to be a Judkins game. That number's 81.5.
All right, let's go to the room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's the room?
All right, where are we at?
Since we're in the NFL, let's stick in the NFL. Fifth most bet sides at BetMGM for the NFL weekend. Number 5. I really hope this is just a spread play and not a survivor sort of deal. Bills -9.5.
Ooh.
Makes sense.
Are you concerned
Definitely
at all
makes
about
sense.
Them?
I'm not really, which famous last not words. Either. I just think the Dolphins stink. And like you said, they're missing a bunch of pieces. Like, yeah. Bills should be motivated.
How are their backups? How are their defensive backs? They're a bad defense to begin with. Now go right. against Josh Allen, probably James right. Cook. You know,
right. And they can't really let up. Themselves let down off
Here
the Chiefs.
Go. Here's the wet blanket. Go ahead.
No, quick follow up on the whole 5/5. Fief argument. We had a teacher Cinco. At Carmel who was a nun. She yeah. could not say 5, and she was this old lady that used to scream at us. Freshman year math, she could not say 5. She'd say Faith. Faith. It's like F-I-E-F. So the kids would go, are you saying 5? Faith! She could not say 5. And it was the funniest thing. To a bunch of 14-year-old boys, nothing was funnier than her saying Faith. Could not say
so
5.
So you'd go... Anyway. You'd go out of your way to make her say that number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I do yeah. it. Like, we'd go up to the board and do math. And, like, say it was like an 8 and a 4. Say it was 74 times 28. You'd make the first number on the bottom right a 5. And she'd be like, it's not 5. It's 2. And you'd be like, what's that? Wait, what? Because she didn't understand the bit. It's not. What's 8 times 4? Oh, 32. Why is there a 5? She gets so mad in the class.
74 times 28 was a wild number to start with, by the way.
Well, I'm just giving you the first digit if you know how to do math like the way we were taught. I don't know how they're teaching kids these days, but it was
I don't
write
know.
A 2 and carry the 3.
Yeah. It's
like
very different.
And
I can't help. I can't help. Like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. Watch a video
Sorry.
On YouTube.
Sorry, calculator. Paul. That was a strange rant about the number five, but carry on.
Very strange, but on we go. Number four, the Ravens. Sam will be happy to hear this. Ravens minus four.
Let's go.
Good. Good.
Love it.
Number three is interesting. I don't know. Okay. Kind of oppo of what we thought. Bucks minus 2.5.
This is for tickets.
Yes.
Okay. My counter is, did you see the money? Because I saw somebody, Ben Fox, tweet this out. Far and away, most money Bucks. Like 92% of the money.
That makes sense.
Which made me feel better.
So public and sharps on Tampa, which is fine. I'm not too concerned about it.
Okay. I think we'll get New England money this weekend.
Are the Eagles a public dog? Second most bet side of BetMGM.
Yeah. Damn. I'm not too concerned. I'm honestly not. I'm much more concerned when my plays are in the college room. And let's update the records when we come back so we have the college and the NFL records. So Eagles are two. Who's number one in the room, NFL?
Detroit Lions, minus eight.
Wow.
Yep, not doing that one.
Wow. No.
No, me either. Me either.
NFL record, 16-38-1 for minus 14.8 units.
I mean, maybe we should be looking at this room more, Sam.
Wait, 16-38?
And one.
Holy crap. And college
on the board?
That's down a lot more than that, isn't it?
They went 1-4 last week.
All right. I'm glad, though. I'm a little worried about Tampa.
They had a 5-0 week a couple weeks back. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Joe O, Sammy P, got Paul Aspen here. We'll find out about the room and our contest plays. College football, more NFL before we get out of here at the top of the hour. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.